This is going to sound like a horror story, but for some people, it's a reality. Imagine, you head to the mailbox after doing your taxes. You reach in, you think you're going to get your tax refund, only to find that somebody's already filed and gotten your return. Identity thieves can use your personal information to file for your refund or commit other forms of ID theft. Now, last year, the IRS identified approximately $4.1 billion in suspected tax refund fraud due to ID theft. Now, thankfully, there's LifeLock. With LifeLock, you have access to a team of U.S.-based specialists who know the steps to take to fix identity issues, whether it happens during tax season or any other time. Of course, no one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but nobody is better than LifeLock. Join now, 10% off by using promo code RUSH. Call 800-440-4833. Or go to LifeLock.com, use promo code RUSH, and save 10%. My friends, the picture looks grim for the big film studios. The Wall Street Journal says this year's Oscars took place during one of the gloomiest times for the movie industry in recent memory. Paramount lost almost $500 million last year. Sony wrote off almost $1 billion. None of the movies up for Best Picture made $100 million. That's considered the break-even point for major movies. According to a survey by The Hollywood Reporter, 60% of you could not name a single movie nominated for Best Picture. Now, the Journal lists some reasons for all this. One, fewer people go to the movies because of Netflix, HBO, and other ways of watching. Two, lack of originality. Most big studio movies are based on comic books, best-selling novels, or old franchises like Star Wars. And three, big stars, sky-high pay is hurting the bottom line. Now, these explanations make sense as far as they go. But the Journal leaves out a big reason that big movie is laying an egg, and that's politics. The endless tirades from hardcore liberal actors have turned off millions of their former customers. Hollywood is totally disconnected from much of its audience. And with so many stars suffering Trump derangement syndrome, that's not going to get better anytime soon. Liberalism is why so many Americans think that Hollywood values just aren't worth paying to see. Who wants to be insulted and slapped in the face 3 straight hours?